This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a question on your mind that is related to Forex trading, and you have consumed all the material, and you have not asked me a question already, more on that in a minute, go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP, fill out the form, and I will typically get back to you with an answer within 48 hours. Here in episode 36, we're going to get to the question sooner than later. But real quick, if you hear any kind of strange noise in the background, I called home today and my dad said it sounded like there was a bird dying. But what you are actually listening to is just plain old-fashioned wind. I don't know if you can hear it or not. I hope you can't. But where I live right now in Vegas is in a place that gets a lot of wind already. The Vegas Valley does normally, but if you know anything about residential Las Vegas, the homes are very close together. So anytime you even get a 10-mile-an-hour wind gust, it sounds like the fucking apocalypse, and there's just nothing I can do about that. So if you hear that, my deepest apologies. Hopefully we won't have to deal with it for too much longer, but if not, well, then my microphone is doing its job, and we can carry on. So for episode 36's question, I'm not going to name a name because I literally get this question at least three times a week now. And you guys know when I don't mention the name, it's usually an answer that it's not very favorable. But I want you to hear me out here. This has a good message and good meaning behind it, as long as you don't allow yourself to take it personally. And looking at my notes, this may go long. So let's go ahead and get to the question right now. Episode 36's question is from a lot of people, and this question is, VP, will you be my mentor? So, if we were going to play short answer, long answer on this one, my short answer would be, well, it depends on what you mean by mentor. To a lot of you out there who are following the no-nonsense Forex way of trading, I currently am your mentor, if you put it in those terms. And that's totally fine. I accept that role. I am happy to be your mentor in this case. If you look at me in that regard, great. If you don't, then that's fine too. I knew what I signed up for. I knew what responsibilities I was taking on. Now, for those of you who mean it as, will I be your one-on-one coach for free and hold your hand through the entire process? Well, the answer is an obvious no. And we'll soon go into why. Now, some of you out there might be saying, well, VP, didn't you say you had a mentor at one point? And my answer would be, yeah, I did, but in the first definition, not the second. I'd mentioned this before, and I never really talked about him a whole lot, but back in the early days of me learning how to trade Forex, I followed somebody called Michael Huddleston, also known as Inner Circle Trader. And I defined him as a mentor just because he was the only person whose videos and trading I was watching. Because I was able to recognize right away that this guy was an absolute savant. I mean, he was talking about things that nobody else was talking about. And right away, early on, I was already frustrated with the things that everybody was talking about. So this guy seemed to be a really good way out. Now, for those of you who don't know who he is, you can find him on Twitter. Nowadays, he's not as active on Twitter, which is a shame. Because this guy, in every aspect of the word, is just great theater. So first off, from a trading standpoint, he is a scalper, and almost everything he shows is how to best extract as many pips as you can from the market as a scalper. And even though a lot of his concepts were just completely mind-blowing, I mean, the whole idea of the big banks came originally from him, as far as I go. I was able to learn a bit more about them down the road, but I never heard of anything like that before, and he was the first one to present that idea to me. But over time, I just lost patience with the whole notion of scalping. For any of you that live on Pacific Coast time in the United States, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those are the absolute shittiest hours to be awake. Now, I was trying to make it work anyway, but staying up from midnight to 6 a.m. and still going to bed feeling like your work's not completely done and having that anxiety of news that just came out and how that affects your trade, it just is not a good way to live. But I would have done it if I was seeing real results. But it's one of those things, and I say it all the time. If it works when they do it, but it's just not working when you do it, try something else. And over time, that's just the category I fell under. But like most savants as well, there are upsides and downsides. I mean, this guy did not handle haters very well at all. And that's one of the biggest reasons why he had so many haters, is because he would engage with every single one of them. He would give them exactly what they were looking for. And he had this God complex that would just come to the surface right away, and it was so great to watch. His Twitter blow-ups were a thing of beauty, and it's a shame because he would go back and delete all of his tweets after one of these episodes, because deleting tweets all the time is normal, right? But either way, regardless of what you thought about him, whether it was positive or negative, he was really great to follow and watch, and probably still is to a point. He just charges for everything now. And if he does, good for him. I don't hate on shit like that. If you have information that is worth paying for and you want to charge for it, charge for it. Just because I don't doesn't mean I hate on people that do. You know, there's people out there that charge for courses that talk about trend lines and the RSI, for Christ's sakes. But there's people out there who love it. So who am I to sit back here and say that you shouldn't do it? That is a poor person mentality. Being broke is a temporary state. Being poor is a mindset. And I have been flat broke many times before, but I never subscribed to that bullshit. He has information worth having, and many, many people are paying for it right now, and they're totally thrilled with it. So, Michael, if you're out there and you're listening for whatever reason, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for putting in the time. And even though I didn't take any of your trading tools or ideas with me, that little piece you gave me about the big banks is worth its weight in gold, and I will never be able to thank you enough for it. And more Twitter rants, please. Please bring those back. But now to the second part of this. And again, I'm playing this back and I can hear those stupid winds in the background. Thank you so much for putting up with those. But on to the second part of the question, why I don't offer one-on-one coaching or mentoring. So first off, really all I wanted this entire time, the reason I grinded out and tested indicators and did all this stuff to become a professional trader someday was to get my time back. I'm not a shiny objects guy. I need just enough money to be comfortable. You know, time is the greatest currency to me. And once I finally got there, you know, it became even more precious. And I just don't have any desire to randomly hand that away to one person. I mean, I love what I'm doing right now with the podcast and the videos and the blog, being able to broadcast this to all of you. I actually didn't think I'd enjoy this as much as I have, but I really have. But I have no desire to hold somebody's hand through the entire process, start to finish. For many reasons, actually. One, I already pretty much do that through the blog and the videos and the podcast. If you go to the beginner's video, it tells you from the start how to do that yourself. And that's the route that most people take. But some people want their hands held through the entire process. Having all of this information out there to where there once was no information like this out there just isn't enough. They want me to take time out of my day to walk them through it. And my answer every time is a very hard no. Now look, I did a whole video on initiative. I do appreciate the initiative. You never know until you ask. But my main point here is that if you take in all the material the way everybody else is doing it and don't ask for special treatment, you're going to be so much better off in the end. This isn't like the days of the samurai where you had to have a mentor or be an apprentice, and that was the best way to become really good at whatever it is you were doing. One-on-one mentorship nowadays, especially in something like this, is just going to make you soft and reliant. And when it comes time for you to use your critical thinking and figure stuff out in a pressure situation when it comes to Forex trading, God forbid you actually do this professionally, you're not going to be able to. Once that support staff fades away, you're going to be left with nothing. Now, this is probably a podcast that I'm going to attach to the Forex psychology playlist, which means nobody will see it. But this is a very long-term thing. A lot of people are not going to quite understand what I'm saying, but stick with me on this. Well, first off, I can say this. A lot of times when people ask for mentorship, there's always some kind of sob story attached to it about how they're just unable to do all the things that all of you are doing right now and learn on your own through the videos. Now, there is far too often some story about why they need special treatment over you. And for all of you out there who feel like you need this, pardon me if I don't throw up in my own mouth a little bit when I hear it. Main reason why is in the end, despite the little bit I learned from ICT, I had nothing. I blazed this trail completely by myself. I had nobody to talk to, nobody to ask questions off of, because nobody else was doing what I was doing. This information just didn't exist out there. I made every stupid mistake in the book because I had to. It was the only way to get from point A to point B. All of the things that I am showing you right now took a gigantic amount of screw-ups to get to that point and get them figured out. A lot of screw-ups and a lot of time. All of you, if you choose to go this route, are taking the absolute express lane. because you actually have a structure. You have some sort of guidance to follow. Imagine how long they would take if you didn't have that. First off, you know, you wouldn't know about it. I didn't know about it at first. I had to figure it out on the way. And now, despite the fact that we have all these videos and all these blogs out, that's just not enough for some people. They want me to actually walk them through the whole process. You have got to be kidding me. Sure, let me drop everything I'm doing. Let me take all the time that I worked so hard to get back and just blindly give it away to you so I can give you preferential treatment over the people that are actually putting in the work and watching the videos, knowing that you're probably the type of person that's not going to do well with this information anyway. Because here's the moral of the story, traders. Let me tell you what happened after it was all said and done, after I put in all the time and figured all this out on my own. When it comes to actual trading nowadays, there's not a single situation that I can't handle. There is not a single question or situation that comes up that I can't figure out within seconds. And it's not because I'm some genius. I am a raging ADD case who dropped out of college. Not dropped out, flunked out of college. No, the reason why I'm pretty much made of steel at this point when it comes to Forex trading is because I was able to figure every single question and problem out on my own along the way. Because I had no other choice. But I'm so glad it happened this way. Because now I am reliant on nothing and nobody. It's a great place to be, and I want the same for you. And I'm not judging because I don't know you, but the people that see all those videos out there and say to themselves, you know, that's just too much work for me. How about I just go straight to VP and see if he'll just give up more of his time just for me to walk me through it? I'm going to wager to say that you probably have this, can you please start my orange approach to life to just about everything. And your chances of succeeding in anything like this are not very good. But that can change. But that change begins with me saying no. And since starting all this, I have had to learn to say no all the time. I have had to learn to abandon questions. It is not in my nature to have a question asked to me and for me just not to answer it. But I, if you know me, I am one of those people who like drinks water out of a fire hose. I always overload myself with stuff to do. And I already allow people to ask one question that they've ever had to me and for me to answer it back, and I get nothing in return. And I'm not asking for pity or affirmation or anything like that. My point here is once that is all said and done, it just doesn't leave room for me to answer people's personal questions beyond that. That's why I hammer home the please just ask one question on AskVP. That's why I say there's a very low chance of me answering your question on YouTube or Twitter. If I have some spare time, I always try. And look, I understand that you guys are trying to learn my system and there's different nuances and things that you may need clarification on. And I'm usually pretty happy to answer those questions, but 95% of the time, those just aren't the questions I get. They are questions that you can easily figure out on your own. And a lot of times it's just a simple Google search. But either way, if you're stuck on something, do your best to figure it out on your own. Just try that and make sure you've tried everything. You will come out so much stronger in the end. Believe me. You just have to forego that instant gratification that you're looking for in getting your question answered right away so you can move on to whatever else you're doing. I get the need for that. But when times get tough and you're confused on something, also just know that there are thousands of people out there following this material that speak very little English, but they're making it work. They're figuring it out, and it's going to automatically take them a lot longer than it is for many of you. I've gotten emails from success stories in Vietnam, Somalia, the Ukraine, and these emails I can barely even decipher. But they got it done, and you certainly can too. The last thing you ever need is a one-on-one mentor to hold your hand through the process. You may not understand it now, but I hope you will someday down the road. And remember too, there is a Discord forum out there for people who are trying to trade the no-nonsense Forex way. So if you are stuck on a question, you have exhausted every option, go there next. I don't have the link on me, but the first of you to put it in the comment section on YouTube, I will pin it to the top. And that way you guys always know where to go. It's a good little forum, very well ran, people helping each other out. And chances are somebody there will know the answer to your question. Again, just please don't rely on them to constantly do that. Delayed gratification and figuring shit out on your own, traders. Two things that will pay for themselves tenfold in the end. I would like to thank all of you for sticking through this pre-apocalyptic version of the Forex Q&A podcast. There will be no blog for this episode, but the blog will make its triumphant return this Thursday, along with a much more situational video like I said, we're going to start getting into. I'm going to find out real quick who my real traders are. But get ready for that video. And if you're bored, go rate and review the podcast on iTunes. And just know that I am over the moon if you consider me your Forex trading mentor. Just know that my happiest day as a mentor will be when you don't need me anymore. At all. So go get it.